Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear this? Let me know if you can hear this.
No.
Hello? Yeah. Can you hear the music? Is it coming through?
I can hear the music.
It might not be coming through the speaker. I forgot about that part.
I can hear the music.
But I don't know if the radio
Apostle,
can hear
I can hear the music.
You can? Okay. My, 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 my. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome the Holy Spirit in this place on today. I thank each and every one of you for joining me. Welcome, welcome to Anointed Disciples of Christ Ministries with your host. I am Apostle Donnie Spinton, and we are live right here on Blog Talk Radio. I thank each and every one of you for joining me as we spread this gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't do anything unless we welcome the Holy Spirit in. Listen, listen, listen. Do me a favor. Text someone. Tweet someone. Call someone on the phone and let them know that we are here live right here on Anointed Disciples of Christ Ministry. And if this is your first time, we welcome you, our first-time listeners. We welcome Australia, United Kingdom, Asia, Germany for joining us on this morning. I am so excited. I am really excited. Today we are celebrating our first year anniversary, praise the Lord, and I'm excited because my special guest, Prophet Mary Washington, will be bringing forth the word on this morning. Hallelujah, and I am grateful for that. Hallelujah. Can we just give the Lord, see if I can do this right. Let's see. If I could just give the Lord a round of welcome, amen, on this morning. Please forgive me. I am playing with a whole lot of systems here, trying to make sure that everything falls in sync. So if you hear something odd in the background, just overlook that. Praise the Lord. Amen. So as usual, I give you an opening scripture, and then we will pray. Amen. So for this morning, our opening scripture is going to come out of Acts 2, 17 through 21. If you have your word, your Bible, your tablet, your smartphone, your Android, whatever you have, again, the opening scripture is going to come out of Acts 2, verses 17 through 21. And it reads, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." Verse 18, "Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord." 21 reads, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We give your glory. We give your honor, oh God. Father, we praise you, oh God, because you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We praise you, oh God, because you are just God all by yourself. You're good like that. You're whole like that. Father God, we thank you because you are all that we ever need in this land. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, because you allowed us to wake this morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice, oh God, and we are glad to be in it. Father, we ask that you forgive us, oh God. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our trespasses, our shortfalls, oh God. Forgive us when we spoke out of turn, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, when we moved when you told us not to, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, because you are a forgiving God. And we thank you for that. We praise you for that. We give you glory for that, oh God. We ask that you cover each and every soul on this morning, oh God. Those that are listening live, those, oh God, that are listening by way of radio and that will listen in the future, oh God. We ask that you cover their families, oh God. Father, we ask that you do all that you need to do, oh God, for you know what they have need of, oh God. Father, you said that you would create us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, oh God. So, Father God, we ask you, oh God, to renew our spirits on this morning. We ask that you to mend our broken hearts, oh God, our contrite heart, oh God, our hurting heart, our wounded heart, oh God, hearts that are heavy, because you can, oh God. Father God, you said you could do it, oh God, and we're going to stand and trust in your word in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I lift up the woman of God, oh God, that are bringing forth the word on this morning. Hallelujah, God. Father God, you know what she has need of, oh God. And Father God, we have our cups, our plates, our forks, our spoons, and our knives, oh God.
Yes, Lord, we are coming with expectation.
Hallelujah, oh God. We're coming, oh God, because we are expecting, oh God, and ready to receive the word of the Lord on this morning, oh God, that it will fulfill, oh God, meet our needs, oh God, heal our wounded heart, excuse me, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so we thank you, hallelujah, oh God, for the word, God, who are bringing forth
thank
the
you.
Word, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that
yes,
you cover
yes,
her, oh God, in your,
yes,
in your grace, oh God, in, oh God. Cover
yes,
her, oh God, in all that she has need, oh God.
Yes,
Father God, we ask that you reach out to her family, oh God. Cover
yes,
them in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
sir.
Oh God.
Yes,
Father God, heal where they need healing,
yes,
oh God. Provide every need in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
sir.
Oh God. And whatever request they have before
yes,
you, oh God, it will be your will, oh God, that you meet every need, oh God. Meet every lack, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, we praise
yes,
you, God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we
yes,
pray.
Sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
we thank you, we thank you, we
yes,
thank you. Again, we thank
hallelujah,
you, God, for having Prophet Mary Washington on the line this morning.
Thank
oh, God,
you.
I'm so excited. I can't hardly
thank
take
you.
My breath. Amen, because we just kind of connected in the spirit, amen. And I just
amen.
Love it the way God does things, amen, because only he can do that, amen. And you don't even
yeah.
have to really know or I have even met the woman of God, amen, but God just knows how to do it, amen, and so we praise God for that, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going
amen.
To do just a
amen.
Few announcements, and then we are going to we'll do a half of a song just to get things going, and then I'm going to bring the woman of God before you so that she can bring forth the word. Amen. And so that whatever need you have, that you have, whatever prayer request you have, that when she is ready, she will ask you to, we'll open up the lines if you are dialing in, and she will pray for you, prophesy, whatever the Lord tells her to do. She is under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I know her by the Spirit. She is an anointed woman of God, and I am excited about that. Praise the Lord. I am not going to prolong too much of the time, amen, but I just want to shout out the January birthdays and anniversaries. If you are having a birthday in this month of January, I told you last week my little twin boys, they had a birthday. Jerome Ben had a birthday. My niece Sydney Steele, she had a birthday. And so we are celebrating all of the January birthday babies. And if you had an anniversary in this month, praise the Lord. We wish you a happy anniversary, whether it's on the job or whether
yes.
it's in marriage or whatever the anniversary is, we wish you a anniversary. For those who may have an anniversary for being sober and clean, amen, or celibate, whatever your anniversary is, we celebrate
yes,
your anniversary
yes.
on this day. For
thank
we
God.
Just love God. Today is the 16th of January, and I am just excited about what God is doing in this dispensation of time, because we know, praise the Lord,
yes,
that even
yes.
though that we are going through these times of uncertainties, we know that God, he covers us and he upholds us. And so we thank God because he will uphold us even in the midst of trouble.
Thank
those
Lord.
Of
thank
us
Lord.
Who,
yes.
who are in the embrace of God, those of us who know God, those of us who have a real relationship
yes.
with God, those of us who have been called
hallelujah.
And chosen, we know that God will uphold us
thank
no matter
Lord,
whether
Jesus.
The stock market crashes. We know
oh,
that
Lord.
God will uphold us. If you've lost your job,
yes.
God will uphold you. We know that
thank
if you've
Lord.
Lost your
thank
loved one, God will heal your heart. He will sustain
hallelujah.
You. He will uphold
hallelujah.
You in the name of Jesus. And we thank
you.
If you're keeping your body, if you need to have surgery, God will see you through. So
thank
if
you,
we just trust
yes,
God on
yes,
this morning,
yes.
I told you all that I am excited about what God
hallelujah,
is doing
Jesus.
In this situation of time.
Thank
because
you, Lord.
We,
thank
as
you, Lord.
People of God, we just got to stay alert. We just got to stay in God, amen, and stay on the wall.
Yes,
praise
yes.
the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm coming
thank
down.
You.
I'm coming down. I am not the preacher today. Praise God. I just am
praise
excited
God.
About him, God.
All right. Thank
doing.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord. So, but the only other
thank
announcement
you.
I have, for those of you all who are listening,
yes.
and for those of you who are live on the line, and something that I generally just do not do. But today is a special day. It's a new season. It was a new year, and so we are shifting. We're doing things. I have established the ministry all of last year, and now we're shifting. We're going to the next level in God, the next dimension of God. So I am asking you if you could sow a seed, amen, of $20, or if you don't have $20, whatever you have, if you could sow a seed on today, amen, or if you, if the Lord lays it on your heart to sow more, sow a seed today. If my Cash App is $, V as in victory, lowercase, A-A-O. Or if you have PayPal, you can PayPal it to me. I think you can just type in my phone number or my name. My name is spelled D-O-N-I-S-E. Last name is Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N. Or I think it's my phone number, 919-366-8672. Again, that's 919-366-8672. You don't have to have a PayPal account to do that. You just type in that number and you sow your seed, and I will receive it. And I thank you in advance for being obedient, because when you sow into those who are laboring in the vineyard, God will turn around and bless you double, triple, a hundredfold, whatever it is that you sow. And so I am asking humbly that you would do that on today. Amen. 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 So moving forward, I want to introduce our speaker. Amen. Mary Prophet Mary Washington has served in ministry since 1987, receiving her initial biblical training under the leadership of now Bishop Jeffrey Stirrup from Anderson Temple Church of God in Christ in San Antonio, Texas. She founded Feed My Sheep Ministries in 1996. Receiving the vision of ministry, she incorporated in 2000 in Dallas, Texas. Ordained as prophet by God and appointed to pastor of Feed My Sheep Church, she teaches an intense Bible class at School of the Prophets, also founded by her in 2006. Well known all over the world as a prolific instructor in righteousness, she has recently received a vision for the Masterclass, a private higher learning environment supporting those who are thirsty and hungry for more, with a special focus on those God set in the church through the fivefold ministries. Amen. And we know that this is a fivefold ministry environment. Amen. She is also labored as an evangelist and a revivalist, and may be contacted for speaking engagements. Amen. And so her contact information, and I'm going to actually allow her to give you her contact information when we get to the end, as well as her Cash App, if she has Cash App, or how you are able to sow into her, or if you sow into Anointed Disciples of Christ, then I will turn around and sow that to her. Just put that in the heading. So at this particular time, I am going to release myself, and I am going to introduce to you none other than Prophet Mary Washington. Amen. Go forth, woman of God.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for life and life more abundantly. I thank God for my sister, Apostle Benton, and for inviting me in on today and the opportunity to share a burden removing and yoke destroying word with you, his people around the world. Truly, I am excited. I was listening to Apostle Benton and hearing her elevate as she worshiped the Lord, and I got excited on this side. I'm thankful to God for that kindred spirit that he's given us and what he's doing in this earth realm in this hour. Truly, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. He knows exactly what he's doing. You, I, sometimes we don't know, but he always knows. I was looking at a couple of things here as I looked on the blog talk, and I looked at the title of your ministry, Anointed Disciples of Christ. And that title and the subject that God gave me go directly together. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment and for a few moments. But before I do that, I want to, so I don't, in case I get excited and don't get back to it, I want to say to those of you, especially those women of you who are preaching and teaching the gospel, who is supporting Apostle Benton, that you would, I'm asking you to go with me with a $50 offering. Now, she didn't ask me that. She didn't know I was going to say that. But I know that the laborer is worthy of the hire. I know that she deserves. I remember I actually met her when this particular ministry of hers began to form. And there's been something about her spirit that has been encouraging to me since that time frame. And so I am making a pledge of $50 into her bosom on today. And I ask that those of you who can, go with me and do that. And Apostle, I'm going to do that as soon as I get off the air, and so that you will have it, because I know that the Lord wants you to be blessed in what you're doing. You're constantly laboring in the kingdom of God, and the labor is worthy of the hire. Now, going back to the subject or the topic of the broadcast, Anointed Disciples of Christ Ministries, God has been speaking to me for several years about the anointing and how it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. And I look today at so many people, even that are professing to work and co-labor under the fivefold ministry or whatever area they're working in the church, they seem to have forgotten that there is an anointing that is purpose, that God sent the anointing to destroy the yoke. So my topic on today is Holy Ghost and power. Holy Ghost and power. Many people talk today and they say that they're filled with the Holy Ghost. But when you began to talk to them about power, they seem to leave the room on you, like they don't understand that there is some manifestation of God's presence that is to show up in our lives. In fact, you find that most people are doing a talk salvation and not a walk salvation. And so this morning I want to encourage all that are under the sound of my voice. If you've been doing a talk salvation where you don't see the manifestation of what you're talking about, where it's just simply you hope it, but it hasn't shown up, I know that God wants it to manifest in your life. So I want you to walk into a walk salvation. When other people see you, they will see the power of God showing up in your life. We have gotten so far away from this to there are actual scholars of the Bible and theologians who say that there's no power anymore for the people of God. But I beg to differ. Once, first of all, because I experienced the power of God. And I'm not just about talking. I'm talking about casting out demons. I'm talking about laying hands on the sick and they recover. I'm talking about dealing with the issues of life by the power and the authority of God. This is what God wants to manifest in our life. He don't want us to be under the circumstance. When we say scriptures like, I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me. What we're saying is we are the one on top of the situation. But if you're not walking in the power of God, you're not able to be on top of the situation. So I've got a few scriptures that I want to share with you just to lay a foundation for the things that God has spoken to me. But primarily what I want to do for you is to urge you to receive the word of the Lord today. Perhaps you, in times past, you've received it and you've gotten away from it. But this would be a time to come back and hear what thus says the Lord. In the book of Luke, the first chapter, in the 35th verse, the angel is speaking to Mary, the mother of Jesus. And he gives her a word that is a burden-removing, yoke-destroying word for her situation of where she's at that time. He says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Now, I want you to hear what I'm saying, men and women of God, women and men of God. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. So when you're saying you feel with Holy Ghost, you're talking about the power of God available to you to come up on you to enable you to do what God has called you to do. God wants to be glorified in this earth realm, and he wants to be glorified through you and through me and for those who say that we're his children. He wants to be glorified. Yeah. And the angel speaks to Mary, and she tells him, he tells her, and the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Now, I realize that Mary was in preparation for having the Savior. But this is the same God and the same Holy Ghost that's being spoken of here that we talk about when we read the Word of God. When we're saying we're filled with the Holy Ghost, he enables us to do what we cannot do of ourselves. And so he's looking and expecting manifestations in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our churches, wherever we are, glory to God. I like to say it like this. Everywhere I go, I take a blessing. I take a blessing with me because of the power of the Holy Ghost that abides in me and comes up on me as he works with me to do the things in this earth realm that God wants me to do. And so it is for you. I want to encourage you to expect a manifestation of God's power in your life. You are no longer poor and beggarly and under the circumstance when you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. When God is in you, you now have access to his power, his might, and his ability. Now, some might say, this doesn't sound like a Sunday morning message, or it doesn't even sound like an anniversary message. But listen. This ministry, Anointed Disciples of Christ, is going to need the power to survive the test of this time that we're in today. To be effective today, you need Holy Ghost power. You need might and ability. Because there's so much opposition to what is true, what is right, what is holy, what is acceptable. We're actually in that place where the scripture declares that people will call good evil and evil good. Yeah. So you need Holy Ghost power. Just what you think and just what you feel, and even just having a call on your life is not enough. You're going to need the power of God to maintain and to go up higher in this hour. So this message is not only befitting for Apostle Benson, but for all the rest of us who are co-laboring in the vineyard, for all the rest of us who say God has given us a charge and given us a work to do. You need to walk in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, because otherwise you'll be going through the motion. Otherwise, you'll be going in circles of recidivism. You keep going back to the same place, and nothing is happening that reflects the presence of God there. It takes power over all the power of the enemy to go up in the midst of a dispensation as like we're in today. Well, people will be getting saved. You know, it's very difficult for us to find an assembly where people are getting saved today. Why is that? It's because so many are not walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. We can tell stories about 25, 30 years ago, what we have seen, but I want to know what you're doing today. Glory to God. I want to know, is that power resting up on you? Because the Bible tells us here in Luke 1 that the power of the Holy Ghost will come up on you, glory to God, will overshadow you. And enable you to do what you can't do by yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to take my time on this. She gave me a good presence of time, and I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. I'm calling you out of that place of complacency. I'm calling you out of that place where just talking, where your eloquence has been what you've been riding on. It's time to show up some manifestation in your life. Jesus said it like this. He said, you will know the tree by the fruit that it bears. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to walk it out. James said it like this. He said, show me your works without your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith with my works. In other words, you and I can look at you and you say you got faith, but nobody's getting healed. Nobody's getting delivered. Nobody's getting saved. Nobody's getting made free. Then look at my works, glory to God. And see, yeah, these things are manifested, not because I'm comparing myself with you, but because God has called us to do this thing. We have, yeah, a duty and responsibility to our Father in this hour. And we've been sitting down on God and picking at our toenails and fixing our fingernails and doing all of these things, but we missed the most important part. For people, yeah, being delivered and being healed and being made free. Mine, today we've got people even within the church. There may be some of you that's listening right now. You're claiming some type of mental illness. Listen, the Bible tells us if we keep our mind stayed on him, he will keep us in perfect peace. God's, yeah, peace will lift you out of any type of mental illness that's coming against you. I know what the scientists say today, but I'm talking about Holy Ghost power. I'm not talking about Mary power. I'm not talking about your power. I'm talking about God's power working in your situation. Glory to God. God is faithful. He's faithful. He's promised to, yeah, come, and he shows up every time. If he don't show up, that would make him a liar, and our God don't lie. Our God don't,
amen,
lie. I began to,
amen,
think on the scripture and how many years ago it's been since God said the things that we read in the scripture. Do you realize it's been thousands of years since when the Bible was written? Yeah, we've got some new translations and things now, but this word changes not. God is still God. He's still,
yes,
overshadowing us with his power when we are submissive to him. Mary was submissive to God. She was submissive to what the angels told her. And she was able to do exactly what the prophecy had said that she would be able to do. She was able to bring forth a son. And see, some of the thing is just because he was God. But remember, he was also very man. Glory to God. So there were some things that had to be done in this earth realm. I was also looking on the front of the blog talk at, for Apostle Benson, and I saw that some of the writing that she has, that you have, says that Jesus came to show us how to do this. I'm paraphrasing. But he showed,
uh-huh,
us how to do this. He showed us how to have power, how to,
yeah,
walk in the authority that,
yeah,
God has given us. It's God's will that we have power. He said he was going to pour out his spirit on all flesh and that his sons and his daughters would prophesy. Well, there's something about prophesying out of your mouth that your action is supposed to follow your prophecy.
Yeah.
Your actions is supposed to follow your prophecy. In fact, if you prophesy something, your actions are not following. You're telling a lie. It may be,
yeah,
truth in what the word has said, but it's not truth for you. And so your action is supposed to take feet with what it is that you prophesy out of your mouth. God gave you that charge, and then he gave you his power so you could walk it out. So that you could walk it out, glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah,
to his holy name. The conclusion of that same scripture said, therefore, in other words, in light of the fact that the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, glory to God, in light of the fact that the highest, the Most High is going to overshadow thee. He said, therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. While you and I are not birthing the Son of God, we are birthing those things his word calls to happen in this earth realm. I was thinking on last night as I laid across my bed and thinking about the message today. God has given us power over all the power of the enemy. God has given,
mm-hmm,
us power. When he said in the book of Genesis, he said, let us make man in our image. What is he saying? So that we can be creators of things. We can do things, the same things that he do. We can't do it,
yeah,
and lead him, but he's already led us. Glory to God. Jesus,
yeah,
made a,
yeah,
statement. He said, the works I do, you shall do also. The works I do, you shall do also. What works did Jesus do that you can't do? Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is to die on the cross. But if you die to yourself, you'll do some things in this earth realm that Jesus has already done. Then he lets you know you have power over all the power of the enemy. You're not under the circumstance. So many are fooled by what it looks like. what it feels like, what's going on around us. Many of these things, not only do God allow, he sinned. He sinned. But he doesn't send for you to deal with it without the power.
Yeah.
He's already given you the power. He's already given you the authority. The name of Jesus is your badge of authority. When you're covered by the blood, you have that badge of authority. The power of God abiding in you is your enabler. Glory to God. When sickness and disease come to your house, you stand on the word of God, and you speak out of your mouth what God has said about it. You don't change based on what it looks like or what it feels like or who died with something last time and all of this. What has God said about it? Can you muster up enough faith to walk in that power? See, because you have to have power, have to have faith, and you have to have power to come against these things that's coming against you.
Yes,
God. Let me go on here to Acts, the first chapter. I want to just take it a little bit further. Acts 1 and 8. It says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, I would really like to go through all those scriptures, verses 1 through 8, but I don't have the time for that. But I wanted you to see, this is a very familiar passage. And the Lord has told us we would have power. And yet we live in a day when people are cowarding down. Do you know the cowards are going to have their part in the lake of fire? Because they're not going to be able to withstand the enemy. And you're cowering down because somebody else don't believe you got this power. Listen, Jesus said like this to his disciples. He said, if you don't believe me for what I say, believe me for the works I do. Believe me for the works I do. I got power. I got power over all the power of the enemy. I'm not condescending to nothing. There's no sickness, no disease that's going to cause me to bow down to it. There's no thing that can cause me to die. I give up my life according to the will of God. But the enemy can't kill me. I know we think that the enemy can, that he has that power and that authority. But we've been given power over all the power of the enemy. Glory to God. It's time to look up and live. Glory to God. Lean and depend on what the Lord has said. God has not lied. He has not lied. I heard a preacher not so long ago talking about how he had walked without an anointing for 7 years. And he was being grateful. But I thought about my God to walk without an anointing 7 years. That means the power that God had given you that you were familiar with, you walked away from it, allowing the issues of life and the ways of the world to have authority over you. God gave us this power so we could walk into victory. We shouldn't have a sad story. How are we going to be in Jesus with a sad story? How are we going to have the power of God operating in us with a sad story? It doesn't mean things don't come against us. It doesn't mean trials, tribulations, and challenges don't come. It means we're more than conquerors through him who loves us. And he loves us. He provided everything that we would need. Well, we could be the victor in spite of what it looked like, in spite of what it felt like, in spite of what somebody else said about it. See, you got to make a decision. For Christ I live and Christ I die. That Christ, that word is anointing. Glory to God. With this anointing that God has given me, I am the head and not the tail. With this anointing God has given me, I have power over all the power of my enemy, even when that enemy is me. With this anointing that God has given me, I've got peace like a river and joy unspeakable and full of glory. With this anointing that I have, this Holy Ghost power that God has given me, I am the victor. I win in Jesus' name. I win. It doesn't matter what's going on. I win in Jesus' name. I'm the overcomer. I'm the victor. Glory to God.
Hallelujah
to his name. Hallelujah. The scripture says, but you shall receive power. You shall receive power. See, it's not optional. God has made it available to you. And when you're following him, you shall receive power.
I find that
the problem is many people are not following him. They are following after what somebody else told them. They're following after what it looks like. They're following after fame. They're following after some other feeling. But Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You're not under the circumstance anymore. You're not the underdog. My God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Feel like dancing right now. You're not the underdog. Glory to God. You're not the underdog. You're the one that's on top of the situation. Glory to God. Because you have received power after the Holy Ghost came upon you. And now you're a witness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are a witness. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me. Listen, he's not talking about just talking. Because anybody can talk. But there's something about a witness. You can look over there on the other side of the room and you can see the God in them. You can see the power in them. There's something about their character. There's something about their nature. There's something about how they do things. Even how they walk. They're not braggadocious, but they are confident. Glory to God. One of my favorite pastors said, this is the confidence I have. If I ask anything of God, according to his will, he hear me. And when he hears me, I have the petition. So I began to clap my hands. Thank you, Lord. It's already done. Thank you, Lord. Because you've already said it. See, I've got power to call those things that be not as though they were. Because God gave me that power. He knew we would have opposition in this earth realm. He knew we would have oppositions, glory to God, to the life and life more abundantly than he had promised us. But he gave us his power so that we would be the overcomers. We would be the victors. We're not struggling this way out. God has made a way out, and it's in him. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. He made a way out. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me. When people see us, they need to see the power of God working in us, in our character, in our nature, in our attitude. They need to see the power of God working with us in whatever we're doing in this earth realm. God is glorifying himself through us. When people see us, they need to see the power of God coming up on us. Well, we do the things that we cannot do of ourselves, but we lean and depend on him, and we do miracles. We lay hands on the sick, and they recover. We cast out demons. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We speak a word that changed your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We raised from the dead. I know somebody don't like to hear that, but I've had my occasions where God would send me, and a person was laying there, and the doctors gave me all up for him and said, ain't no hope. But I said, I hope in Jesus. And I lay my hands on them, and it took about 10 days for it to manifest, for they could see it. But I came in one day, and they began to tell me about what the doctors had said. And I told them, you shall live and not die. Glory to God. And that person that they had already distributed their members, that person got up from there and lived 15 years longer. Don't tell me power don't work. God's power will work every time. He's not going to do it sitting up there above what you're going to ask to think. There is no thing too hard for God. But you're going to have to trust him. You're going to have to rely on him. You're going to have to depend on him and move yourself out of the way. Self is destroying us today. The Bible said that God resisted the proud, but give more grace to the humble. You're going to have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and let him use you in your season. Let him lead you in your season. Let him guide you in your season. This is your season. Glory to God. This is the season for the anointed ones to walk under the anointing. This is a season for those who say they're filled with the Holy Spirit to manifest the glory of God in this earth realm. This is our season to declare the glory of the Lord. Speak this thing over your child, over your husband, over your wife, over your family member. Speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. God is faithful. You can't be ashamed. You can't be afraid. But you got to have holy boldness to say what God has said about it, because God wants to see the victory in this earth realm. He wants you to experience the victory in this earth realm. He has called you for such a time as this. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why he told us. He said, you shall be a witness both to me in Jerusalem, meaning you're going to start at home in Judea. You're going to go to the next city over, or wherever he allows you to go. He said, in Samaria, even the places you wouldn't normally go, and in the uttermost parts of the world, wherever you go, you're going to be a witness unto me. You can't do that without Holy Ghost power. You'll cower down if you don't have Holy Ghost power. Then Holy Ghost will give you encouragement to stand up and speak out when you otherwise wouldn't speak out. So many times we shame ourselves down because we're thinking about what somebody else might think about it. People want to be made free. People want to be made free. But it's our duty. We've been ordained to continue the work that Jesus began in this earth realm. We have been ordained. Glory to God. Hallelujah to his holy name. And the last witness I want to give, because the Bible talks about out of the mouth of two or three, let every word be established. The last witness I want to give come out of the book of Acts, chapter the 38th verse. And they were telling the story of how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. It was Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There was first anointed in this earth realm with Holy Ghost and power. And he told his disciples to go you to Jerusalem until you're being endued with power. Don't you leave going out trying to preach and teach until you're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You need power over all the power of your enemy. You're going to deal with opposition. But when you got power, you become more than a conqueror. When you got power, you're the head and not the tail. When you got power, you are the victor in the situation. Doesn't matter what it looks like or how many is coming against you. You win in Jesus' name. He said that the scripture says that Jesus of Christ of the Nazareth was baptized with the Holy Ghost and with power. Don't you know if he came as an example to you and me, we ought to be baptized with Holy Ghost and power. We done left off the power. It's something about man, how men do it. The Bible declares there's a way that seemed right to men, but the end thereof is death or destruction. We saw so much death because we walked away from the power. We still saying we feel with the Holy Ghost and we dare anybody to challenge us. But I say, where your power? You say you got the Holy Ghost. Where is your power? Where is your power? Thank you, Lord. If you're walking in his image, you got power, because it tells us right here in the scripture that he was filled, anointed with Holy Ghost and power. When you're talking about anointing, you're talking about Holy Ghost and power. You're talking about might and ability. You're talking about being able to do what God has wanted you to do. Thank you, Lord. And the Bible says, who went about doing good? Who went about doing good? So many professing Christians today, they don't go about doing good. In fact, they got negative attitudes. They're setting people up, even setting their church up in a derogative manner. Ain't no Holy Ghost power there. That's a power the enemy working with their mind. But you got to come out from under that place. You got to repent and turn away. That's where you've been. Because see, it's something about when you go away from God, you're backsliding on into a place that's contrary to God. Glory to God. Said that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Glory to God. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. These devils are getting into people's minds today. They're telling them they're mentally ill. They're telling them they got depression. They're telling them they're schizophrenia or whatever it is. Listen, ain't no thing too hard for God. No thing too hard for God. I'm not saying these things don't come against us. It'll come against me. It'll come against you. But God, is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Glory to God. We are the victor in Christ Jesus. We win in Jesus' name. We we win in Jesus' name. Hallelujah yes. to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
God.
I've given
yes,
you my
God.
Witness. I've given you the word. And I'm finished. Because the Holy Ghost says stop. It's the time to stop. But I want you to know that God has already delivered you. It's time to repent. If you're like that
yes.
preacher I named earlier, repent for that place you've fallen to. Come on and do your first works again. Come on and trust God again. Come on and depend on God again. Come on and deny your flesh again. Surrender yourself to God. Walk upright and holy before God. He has given you power. He's given you power, his power. Holy Ghost and power. Holy Ghost and power. And he wants you to walk in it. He wants you to walk in it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Wonderful Savior. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, God.
Oh, Apostle, I turn it back to you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And authority. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Again, amen. Woman of God, prophet, watching. Yes. Thank you for that word. There are some people who are live, amen, that are listening. And
praise God.
We
praise
still have
God.
Plenty of time. We have plenty of time. So I will open up the line for those. I do have a hand raised for those who either. So here's the instructions. So you can. We're going to pray. Amen. So if you have a prayer request, the woman of God would be more certainly glad to pray with you. Amen. Or if you have a word to release unto her, you may be able to do that as well. Amen. So I see a hand raised. If you want prayer, please, I think it's press 1. Oh, I haven't done this in such a long time. Press 1, and it'll allow you for me to see you with your hand raised. Amen. So I'm opening up. And I'm just calling last 4 digits because I believe in privacy. 0251. Amen. 0251, you are on the air. Amen. I see your hand raised.
Hello. I had a phone call that came in just now, so I didn't hear what you were saying before.
Amen. So I see your hand raised. So did you have a prayer request or wanted to say something to the woman of God?
Yeah, I'm just saying that I just tuned in today for the first
Amen.
Time and
Amen. Thank you for tuning in today.
Yeah.
Do you have a prayer request?
Yeah, I just would like if the prophets could say a prayer for me. I kind of dealing with some, in a kind of transition stage, and just things not quite where they should be in my life, I think, but I just have faith for God. So just want to ask you to pray for me, please.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you sit high and you look low. You know all
Amen.
Things. You know what my sister is concerned about. Father,
yes,
I ask that you
God.
Reach into her situation and build her up
uh-huh.
on the inside where it's all
yes.
of you and none of her, where she's not
yes,
doubting or fearing or worrying, but she's trusting you.
Uh-huh.
Strengthen
Amen.
Her in your might and let
yes,
her know,
yes,
God. Help her to know that you love her the same,
uh-huh.
that you love her the same and that you're with her in the midst of this circumstance, that
yes,
you are with her. Encourage her, Lord. And we
yes,
stand
yes,
in the gap for her that
yes,
you would
God.
Lift her up out of this place. We thank you for sending her back. And thank you for
yes.
what you're doing in her life right now.
Yes.
The life-changing experience that she's had.
Yes.
In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
We pray.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. And woman of God.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Woman of God.
Yes.
I want to say to you that the Lord is saying that even though you're going through some transitions and you have been somewhat, quote-unquote, beat up by people in the mouth and the things that they said because they did not support you in the way that you thought that you should be supported, God says, you don't need their support. You need to trust God. And if God told you to do it, He told you to walk it out. He will give you the instructions. And so God says, go forth, amen, and do what God has told you
amen.
To do. And that spirit of hesitancy and that spirit of doubt that that
mm-hmm.
seems to consume you from time to time and
mm-hmm.
the mental battle that you're going through, God says, give that
mm-hmm.
over to me. He says, lay it at his feet. He says, and when you give me a total yes, a total surrender,
yes.
He says, you watch
mm-hmm.
how I blow your mind. He says, and then I will
mm-hmm.
Begin to lay out the secrets that I have for you because he created you with purpose. He says, and until you
mm-hmm.
give him a total yielding, God says,
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
you're holding
yes.
up the blessings
yes.
for the, those who are waiting
mm-hmm.
on you. So God says, give
mm-hmm.
him a total yes and watch me,
yes.
Watch
mm-hmm.
me work through you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank God.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, so I, Prophet, I have another hand raised. The
yes,
last 4 digits is 9833. Let me open your mic. Okay. Good morning, afternoon. This is for the open mic for 9833. Do you have a word or you have a prayer request for the woman of God?
Okay, I have a request for myself and my family, which is
okay.
I need someone to place over my family and myself as well. And also, I have a request for the word of the lady. I enjoy her service, and I quote every note that was said today. And I'm going to go back over and lean over at the end and open over until it sits right there into my heart. And I enjoy it. And I'll say I'll be back again to hear from her again.
Amen. That, amen. That's praise God. We thank God.
And amen.
We're thankful to God that you're here. We're thankful to God that you're here and that you are cognitive to lift up your family before God, because he is the answer to all of the issues, every one of them, the ones that you're experiencing as well as what the family in general is experiencing. And God wants to deliver. He wants to make free. He's present to make free. He said he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the hearts of the children back to the father and so forth with the mother as well. So we're believing God. We're believing God, and I'm praying that that will just be done and you will experience the glory, the victory. I hear an oppressive spirit that's coming against you, but you are more than a conqueror through Christ because he loves you. More than a conqueror.
Amen.
Father God, moved by your spirit in your son, in his home, in his heart, in his mind, Lord Jesus. Regulate his thoughts, so God, encourage his heart. Build him up where it's all of you and none of him. And Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness. Fill him with your Holy Spirit and power so that he will have power over all his enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 That is all of the live calls that I see. If you are listening and you would like to have prayer, you can come into the studio, press 1, or if you are listening and you need to dial in, you can dial in. The number is 914-205-5524. Again, that's 914-205-5524. If you would like to have prayer or speak to the woman of God, you are more than welcome to do so. We have a little bit more time left. In the meantime, I just want to say to you, woman of God, again, I am just grateful for the word that you have brought forth on this morning, amen. And
praise God.
And that is a word, and I think what I really appreciate is that it's a right now word for right now, you know. And I do mean that, not just saying it, but because of the time that we're living in, you know, God is calling forth his remnant church. Praise the Lord. And in his remnant church, we need to be able to the people need to witness the mighty hand of God. And the only way that that is going to happen is that we need to have the Holy Ghost operating in his power, in anointing power at that. And so those who have fallen away and those who have lost their faith and those who just don't even know God. Amen. They need to see that so that they know what time we're in. Because as we are living in the scripture, the opening scripture that I read on this morning was talking about the difference between the opening part in the last days and the last day. So that scripture was talking about two different seasons. It was talking about the season where we are living in right now, this dispensation of time. Right now, we are living in the last days since Pentecost, amen, and all that we will be witness to, the signs that are here on the earth below, the blood and the fire and the billows of smoke, the depression and the things that we're going through in COVID and of scarcity of food and lack of jobs and things like that. But then it said in verse 20, it says, the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day. And that great and glorious day was talking about Christ's return, where we would need to make that decision. That's where the reward part is going to come in, so that if you live right, heaven belongs to you. But if you did not that with God was requiring of us, then you lift up, in hell, you lift up your eyes. And so it's talking about these days right here, but it's also talking about the great and glorious day, which is God's return, his judgment. And so it is imperative that we walk in salvation right now and that we just don't do the talk, because faith without works is dead. Amen. And so we can have all the faith we want to. Amen. But if we're not bearing witness to that, if we're not walking and talking in his authority, and we're not speaking and decreeing and declaring in the earth realm so that people are delivered and set free, then, you know, it's for naught. Then we're just wasting time. So those people may get delivered, but then your soul is lost, and you will have done all of this in vain. And we don't want that for the people of God right now. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I like that. We have to walk in the anointing of God. Amen. And that you were talking in Acts 1:8, that you shall receive power. And I think people just don't believe. No one wants to be stretched. You know, they want to stay in their comfort zone, but we have to be stretched beyond what we're comfortable, what we're familiar with. Amen. And allow God to do what he is going to do, because he has need of us in this last hour. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I don't have any more hands raised. So I am going to allow you to say whatever last words you need to say, and you can pray us out, and we will call forth the end of this awesome, wonderful service. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I praise God again for your inviting me in. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. I thank God for the work that you're doing as a woman of God, even going around the country and sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and having holy boldness in this day and hour when it's not the most popular thing. I pray for you. I'm holding you up. I said to you about a year ago that there's a mantle that I'm passing. And many times, as you said earlier, we're not with an individual, so we don't to look eye in eye, and we don't know them that way. But God knows what he's doing. God knows exactly what he's doing. And I believe that mantle that has rested on my life these 36 years since I accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, made him Lord of my life, that same mantle now rests on your life. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited because I know that God has a perfect plan. And oftentimes we don't know what it is, but he does. And so I'm so grateful. Those listeners that you would allow me to speak to, truly it's been a blessing. I love the people of God. I love to communicate them the will of God. And I'm not a big talker. I simply say what God given me to say, and at the conclusion of the matter, that's the conclusion. I'm not trying
Amen.
To impress anybody of anything except that God is real, that God is
Amen.
Real. What he has said is true, and it will manifest in our life when we believe him. I do believe that the church needs to go back to God, go back to God. And we who are filled with the Holy Spirit are repairers of that breach, because there's been a breach in the communication with God
yeah.
at the organized church, and so we need to go back and do it again, do what God would have us to do. But I just thank God for you, and thank God for being able to be here on this Sunday morning. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I shout out
yes,
to my grandchildren that's up there in your area in North Carolina at Fort Bragg.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope they were able to come in and hear. Amen. And I'm not sure how the weather is where you are, but it is snow. It's snowing and sleeting and everything out
here. No, we don't have any snow.
But I'm thinking about your
It's probably in the 40s here.
They're catching it down
there.
She said,
Mommy,
that is
cold. Yeah, they're right out from Fayetteville. She said, man, it's
Amen.
Cold. But I thank God
Amen.
For them. I thank God for them. And I do believe they were tuned in this morning as well. But we'll just continue to mm-hmm. pray and keep you up and ask that you would keep us up in our ministry
Absolutely.
As we continue to go forward to do what God has given us in this
yes,
last
ma'am.
Hour.
Yes, ma'am. And I received the word of the Lord. I have received what you said. Amen. And, again, I thank God for you and what God has placed on you, the mantle that he has given you, amen, for the kingdom of God, that you continue to be in good health and strength and continue to do what God has allowed you to do and has asked of you. Amen. And we just pray, God, for you. And know that I love you, woman of God. And and that you have continued to have a blessed Sunday, amen, down in good old Irving, Texas. Amen.
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 God,
never
bless
been to Texas.
God bless you.
I have never been to Texas, but I look forward to being able to do that one of these days. I do. Amen.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward. Be blessed.
Amen.
Love you. We'll talk on the next time.
Yes,
God bless
ma'am.
Everyone.
God bless you.
Praise
amen.
God.
So at this time, men and women of God, those of you who are listening, I want to say thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday morning as we celebrated our first anniversary, Anointed Disciples of Christ Ministries, Apostle Donnie Benson, and special thanks to my guest, Prophet Mary Washington. May you all have a blessed and wonderful day, and stay warm wherever you are. God bless you. Amen. All right. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.